I had an eventful day, Saturday, April 16th. Early in the morning, I was able to interview several volunteers from food pantry and several recipients at the food pantry. We also had people on the streets doing street evangelism and also a volunteer that helped out in the gardening at Stratford apartment. Later on that afternoon, we show the movie, The Passion of the Christ, the depiction of the last 12 hours of the life of Jesus Christ on this earth. I was able to interview several people, and if you haven't heard it, I encourage you to listen to my previous podcast. Earlier this morning also, I mentioned something about Isaiah 53, verses 4 through 6. And it says, sin is serious. Isaiah calls it our rebellion against God, daring to cross the line that God has drawn. He also calls it sin in a sense that refers to the crookedness of our sinful nature. Talking about sinful nature, at the end of the movie, my wife Annie and our friend Donna and I stopped by at a fast food not too far from Georgetown Cinema after the movie. And while we were eating, my wife pointed at the window, and just about 100 feet at the parking lot, we saw somebody being beaten by about 20 teenagers. The guy was on the ground, he was being kicked, and then all of a sudden I heard popping sound and realized that those were gunshots. Later on, we found out after the police came that somebody was shot in the back. So this is just a reminder for all of us that we live in a sinful world. Now we need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ. He said that He makes everything new. And He said that no one comes to the Father except through Him. So if you don't have relationship yet with Jesus Christ, a personal, intimate relationship yet with the Messiah, Jesus the Christ, I encourage you to talk to a pastor or go to the church tomorrow or this Sunday. I ask also that if you have something heavy in your heart, that you are not alone, that God is always watching you, and that He can turn things around for you. He is the answer that we're looking for. So I encourage you to open up your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you.